I suppose this year it hasn't gone as we had hoped in terms of our results on the pitch. It's a much tougher division than we gave it credit for probably at the beginning of the year. But look, you know, you can focus on the results or whatever. This year was always about building towards the future. And if you look at the last game of the season, we had six players in that starting 11 that had progressed through from our academy. Throughout the year, we had four players that started games, which is a huge achievement for the academy itself. I mean, you add in Sean O'Donnell as well. It's a fifth person who started games for the club throughout the season. So, look, those lads now are going to have a year under their belt. There has been quite a bit of turnover throughout the year, but those lads that we had, the starting 11 that we had last year, hopefully now will all be with us going into next season. Plus, there was a number on the bench and a couple of guys out injured for the last game of the season. So compare that to where we were 12 months ago. We had one player contracted to the club, Sean O'Donnell, and we were starting from zero, really, because most of the lads that had been playing for us in the Premiership had walked away, apart from Ryan Rainey. So, look, there's lots to... there's positives everywhere when you want to look for it, but, you know, at the end of the day, the results weren't good enough, but we've made the changes now, and we're very comfortable with where we are with the management team and the squad of players that we have to start the next season.
Yeah, and I think it was just over 2 weeks ago since the applications closed. Was there many in for the job, and are you happy now that you've got your right man?
Yeah, we did a full process with it. So, we did a process a year ago where we looked at the role itself, and, you know, the absolute minimum commitment for any coach, either in our academy roles or in... with the first team itself, you have to commit a minimum of about 20 hours per week. Now, that's where you're doing part-time training twice a week, but we've said that we wanted to do a sort of a hybrid position between part-time and full-time professional. And the time commitments that we have for it is a minimum of 30 hours and a maximum, it goes up to about 60 hours a week when you're in the first division, in particular in the first division, and also because of our geographic position in the country. There are more demands on us than any other club in the country. And those trips down to Cork or Cove and Kerry, even Waterford and Wexford, they can take up to, if you're staying overnight, it can be up to 60 hours or... close to, you know, 18 hours whenever you're doing a round trip on the day. So it's a huge commitment to ask of any person who is currently in full time of employment to add on an extra minimum 20 hours, but it can be up to 60 hours in a particular week. So we decided last year to make that role full time, and we reviewed it again at the end of this year where we looked at how the year had run out and looked at the time commitments, and we said, look, full-time role is what this club needs. If we want to professionalize ourselves in any way, that has to be the first step. It's the most important role in the club, and if we don't treat the role itself with the respect that it deserves, then, you know, you're always taking bit part measures to take the club forward. So we made that decision last year. At the end of the season, we said it was the right decision. So when we were recruiting this time, we did leave it open to A-license holders, but also people that may want to do it on a part-time basis. But at the end of the process, we said that the role needs to be full-time, and it demands a full-time role, and we were very happy that Darren has accepted the role. We looked at, you know, his performance in the last five games and also his interview process itself, and we're his understanding now of the league itself, of our own players and their capabilities, but also of the landscape both this side of the border in the Republic and also in the north. You know, there's up to 25 players from Donegal playing in Northern Ireland, and the money that's in that league right now is significantly higher than it was at any time in the past. So there's a huge attraction for players from Donegal to go into Northern Ireland for the money, but also because the longest distance that they're going to have to do in any weekend is about an hour and a half for any game. So what we're going to try and do is get the lads back here playing for the club from their county, and you know, try and get as many of those as possible to come back to the Harps next season.
Yeah, and it's a busy enough time anyway. Darren himself has not announced an assistant manager or anything yet, but can we expect a lot of announcements coming up in the next couple of weeks?
There is. There's a number of commercial announcements in terms of his back team as well. He has made offers out to individuals. Tonight he's confirmed that one of his assistants, Eamon Curry, has accepted the role. And a number of his... you know, the physios and that other backroom team, that they've all accepted their roles. So we're just waiting on his assistant manager now. And look, there's lots to be... there's a number of recruitments as well within the academy, key roles within the academy that we're looking to fill at the 17s and 19s managers. Again, offers have been made to people, and we're very hopeful that we'll be announcing new people in those roles in the coming weeks.